This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Bayer, of Bayer Aspirin, that's it's phenomenal marketing on their part. Apparently, when I think of aspirin, I think of Bayer. That just brilliant, you know, marketing campaign. I don't think there's another aspirin company that I know of because I just put those two together. But, you know, they're a German company, and they have, I'm going to be going to Germany for a few days this summer. My grandmother was from Essen, and my grandfather was from Austria, so I'm technically a quarter German and a quarter Austrian. And I don't know as much German as I should. I should learn more German. The German part of my history wasn't really... it wasn't talked about a lot because so many of our family died during the Holocaust. So we ended up not, really talking much about it. It's kind of sad. I hear that, you know, we had amazing, I don't want to say, you know, lands. We didn't. We were poor, but we had, you know, an amazing life from what I understand. And, it's a shame. And so we're going to go see my roots and, you know, take the kids and, you know, let them see where my grandmother grew up. Although I don't know how I'm going to find the house. Nobody's alive still that, was there. It's sad. But anyway, I might maybe want to stop by Bayer. Apparently they have contained a cyber attack that they believe was hatched in China. And the company said it's highlighting the risk of data theft and disruption faced by big business. And it costs money when that stuff happens. So Bayer found infectious software on its computer networks early last year, covertly monitored and analyzed it until the end of last month, and then cleared the threat from its systems. Just like a virus, although some viruses just never go away. There's remnants, just like the body. They call it a virus for a reason, not because they want to make it all sound all medical, but because there really are similarities to viruses. So they say there's no evidence of data theft, though a spokesman added that the overall damage was still being assessed and that German state prosecutors had launched an investigation. And they say this type of attack points towards the Wicked Panda group in China, quote-unquote Wicked Panda, according to security experts. I guess that's what they call themselves. And there is a cybersecurity group that was set up by Bayer back in 2015 with other partners like Volkswagen, BASF, Alliance. They say third-party personal data was not compromised. And apparently they use this malware called WinNT, W-I-N-N-T-I. It makes it possible to access the system remotely and then pursue further exploits from there. And once it's been installed, anything can be carried out. Now, I mean, I've seen enough of these movies, these spy movies, where you can have somebody on the inside upload and then allow you to remotely access. But my guess is, and I don't know how computers work, my guess is there's some way to capture some sort of weird interface or whatever and then be able to slip in your... software, slip in your access. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. So Facebook had a real huge breach where I believe 540 million records of 540 million were accessed. And I'm really frustrated by this because I'm starting to use a lot of EMR. Now, in my telemedicine, I'm a medical director of a few clinics, and the EHR or the EMR, the electronic medical records, is your whole skeleton. It's your whole framework. And when I see what happens to Facebook, when I see these cyber threats that happen to Bayer Aspirin, if Facebook isn't safe, if Bayer Aspirin isn't safe, how do I know that your guys' medical records are safe? They say more than 450 million records about Facebook were publicly exposed at Amazon's cloud computing service, which means Amazon was breached. This was a report that came out last week by UpGuard saying two third-party Facebook app developers posted the records in plain sight. Now, UpGuard is a Mexico-based media company called Cultura Colectiva, and it was responsible, they said, for the biggest leak. It exposed 146 gigabytes of Facebook user data. Names, IDs, details about comments and reactions to posts. So I just put up a picture of my colonoscopy. It was my colonoscopy selfie. That's private. I only want that between me and my 5,000, you know, Facebook friends. That's private. So they said separately an app called At the Pool exposed databases that appear to include data about ID, friends, photo, location, check-ins. So we are here in 2019, and we are so behind the curve when it comes to keeping anything we do electronically safe. And I'm just starting to notice the average person, you know, not be very forthcoming with their data when we start to put it into a medical record. Like, no, I'm fine. No medical problems, nothing, I'm fine. Just treat me for this and let me get the hell out of here. Nobody expects that anything that's going into a computer is going to be safe. Now, I'm of the thinking where I'm an open book. And because you guys know when my last pap smear was, when my last colonoscopy was, you guys know when my last valve... I mean, I'm so honest about stuff that if a breach does happen, I really don't care. I mean, everybody kind of already knows everything about me anyway. There's really nothing, you know. But the average person, no. They're not buying that. That's not something that they, that's not something that they're down with. So I would suggest that we either get our acts together or we start relying a heck of a lot less on computers. I don't think the latter is going to happen. 1-877-DOT-DELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a man has claimed that his vape pen has left him with third-degree burns. And all it was doing was sitting in his pocket. So he's a former smoker. His name is Bob Alsup, and this is being reported by Fox News. And his vape pen was sitting in his pocket and then explodes. Now he's got severe burns. And he has spoken out from his hospital bed to warn others about the potential dangers of using a vape pen. He says he was walking his dog when his vape pen that was in his leg pocket suddenly burst into flames. He says it sounded like opening a bottle of pop. Now, he lives in Leeds, England, and he says, I looked down, and my whole thigh was on fire. I guess his e-cigarette brand was called Kanger Tech. It was in his pocket, And he started vaping back in 2015 because he was looking for ways to quit smoking. He said he noticed the battery was low, so he swapped it out for another one produced by another brand that he had purchased on the internet. Oh, boy. And KangerTech, they say, is a China-based company. And they claim they've been striving to make every device 100% safe for customers. They say it was not immediately clear if the company warns against using another brand's batteries in the products. But it does warn of counterfeit products being sold by third-party vendors. Now, it's not clear where Elsa purchased the KangerTech device. You know, there are some devices that claim, you know, like there's products that claim they're Apple, but they're not Apple. So, KangerTech, the company, did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Now, he says that he was on fire for about 30 seconds. I don't have the dog pee on me. When he got home, he had to peel the jeans away and put them outside because they were still smoldering. And I'm looking at his leg. I mean, it's charred. My house was, I had a house that burned down when I was little. I was in the house when it started, the fire. No, I didn't cause it. I was just there. And it reminds me of the walls of my house. I mean, just blackened. It's burnt. His leg is burned. So I went to local hospital. They transferred him to a burn unit at Pinderfield Hospital. He's, I guess he's still there. He's on antibiotics, painkillers, and they are going to have to do a skin graft because it just charred away the skin. He says, I have third-degree burns across my whole right leg. I'm completely bedbound and can't stand up longer than 10 minutes. I can't walk at the moment. I'm in so much pain. Now, he says he's always purchased the same product, hasn't had any issues before, but nurses have told him about patients with similar trauma, so he wants to warn people. So, this highlights a few things, okay? Number one, just because something you do has been safe doesn't mean it's going to be the same company all the time. I mean, I'm kind of noticing that with medications. Somebody will have been on a generic medication for years. All of a sudden, their levels of their thyroid or something go a little wacky. Or they get a reaction. And I'll ask them, I'll go, is it a new lot? Right? Oh, no, it's the same I've used for years. And I go, well, no, I go, well, is it a new brand of generic? Look at the lot number, look at the, you know, these things do vary. Just because something was built and made, right, that you think was, you know, and it was safe, doesn't mean the next person a month from now is going to have the same sort of work ethic or the machine is going to work right. And I don't know why these things don't have more warnings on them. I am not a fan of the vape. And there was a study that just came out last weekend saying the average American thinks vaping is more dangerous than cigarettes. Well, I'm sorry, yes. Yes. Now, I'm not saying go smoke cigarettes. But this guy has third-degree burns on his leg. And his vape pen was there. If this thing exploded in his house, he might not have a house anymore. If there was a baby in a room, and this fire broke out, baby could be dead. I don't recall a cigarette of tobacco causing that sort of acute mayhem. Mind you, I still think smoking is less safe than vaping. But I don't think vaping's safe. And when these study authors or researchers try to make it sound like, well, we need to maybe stop some of the rhetoric because people are going to think tobacco is safer. No. Why don't we just make rhetoric that is, they're both bad. It's all bad. It's bad. Vaping's bad. E-cigs are bad. I am fine with you vaping for a very tiny, shortened, finite period of time. And then get the hell off the crap. Your lungs do not need, I get nicotine addiction. I get that. Well, then use Shantex or use a nicotine patch. But do not breathe in anything. Your lungs have only one function. It only has one simple, though intricate, function. It's to get oxygen in and get that oxygen from the air into the bloodstream. That's all it has to do. So don't give it any other work. It doesn't need the marijuana. Yes, I was pro-legalization of marijuana. Maybe you could eat it instead of smoke it, but I don't want you smoking the stuff. Get everything away from your lungs that you need to. If you could get out of a polluted city, do that. Just don't busy your lungs with other stuff. That you're not supposed to deliver your nicotine or your drug or your vitamins. Isn't somebody trying to say you could vape vitamins? Don't be giving your lungs vitamin vaping duties. All you want your lungs to do is take in oxygen. That's it. In fact, I really want to study if we took in more oxygen. Of course, you can't do that if you're COPD. And you don't want to overload oxygen. You don't want to overdo. But there's a growing trend of health evidence that the more oxygen and air you get, clean air, the better you do. Ask anybody in yoga, what do you do in yoga when you guys do yoga? No, farts. No, we're not talking about that. What do you do on purpose when you're in yoga? You breathe deeply. What do you do when you meditate? You breathe deep. What does your Apple Watch keep reminding you to do every hour? To breathe. We don't stop and do that. I don't. I don't take deep breaths. I talk and I do and I talk and I run and I do. Do I just stop and breathe? No. We take it for granted. We take breathing for granted. But maybe you need to stop and take some deep breaths. You're not going to use up all the oxygen in the world. Don't worry. There's still plenty of trees. But sit. I urge you to just for 10 seconds. Take some big deep breaths and see how you feel. And again, I look, I'm no yoga guru. Trust me. I would get kicked out of a yoga class because I giggle and I fart. Okay? I am not a good yoga athlete. But these yoga people sure know what the hell they're doing. Remember Jane Fonda aerobic videos? She would make you guys stop and breathe. Oxygen is therapeutic. We don't want you overdosing on oxygen, and don't be going to oxygen bars. But the idea of making sure you breathe in more air, I think it helps prevent Alzheimer's, dementia. I think it helps prevent heart attack. I think it helps prevent mood disorders. We're under oxygenated sometimes. Is anybody studying that? Take the deep breath. Yoga people look really damn fit. And I don't know if it's all about their balance. I bet it's about their breathing. Those who meditate, they're pretty chill when it comes to their moods. It's in the breathing. When I'm not chill, am I breathing? No, I'm holding my breath. Chill. And breathe. It works. I never thought I was... I can't stop for 2 seconds to do that, but I think it really, really works. So for those of you who vape, really try to think about getting the hell off of that stuff. And if you have to use a nicotine patch, then do that. But try to get off the nicotine, man. I just don't see this as being a safe enough alternative. I think we're swapping one dangerous alternative with tobacco for something else. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice is releasing a statement directly pushing back on reports that Attorney General William Barr didn't adequately portray Robert Mueller's Russia probe. The DOJ says Barr continues to work with the special counsel on appropriate redactions to the report, and the information Barr has made public so far was not intended as a full summary of the report. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is on her way down to the U.S.-Mexico border. This as the White House says it's still open to closing the U.S.-Mexico border. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox and Friends saying something needs to be done regarding immigration.
It's irresponsible the way that that has been ignored by Democrats in Congress, and this president is not going to allow that to continue. If he has to close the border, he will, but that's certainly not his top choice.
Ohio Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan is making a run for the White House. He made the announcement today on his website. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say health insurance company Cigna and pharmacy benefit company Express Scripts has now launched a program that's going to keep your out-of-pocket cost for insulin maxed at $25 per monthly prescription. $25 for your insulin. Still sounds like a lot, but that's killer price considering. The Patient Assurance Program is available to Cigna members in non-government-funded pharmacy plans managed by Express Scripts. Now, according to Cigna, the average out-of-pocket cost for customers with insulin plans managed by Express Scripts was up at $41.50, and that's just for 30-day supply. So you're talking well over $500 a year just for insulin. And I'm just going to tell you right now, if you are an insulin-dependent diabetic, chances are that's not the only medicine you're on. You also probably have issues with cholesterol or other things. So for people with diabetes, your insulin is as essential as air. According to Cigna Executive Vice President Steve Miller, we need to ensure these individuals feel secure in their ability to afford every fill so they don't miss one dose. So, out-of-pocket costs includes deductibles, copays, coinsurance. The insurance company says in most cases, patients will see lower costs without increases in the plan premium. Nope, there we go. There we go. The insurance company said in most cases, patients will see lower costs without any increases in the plan premium. Plan premium's going up somehow. He believes the new program will remove at least one barrier cost for people enrolled in plans who need insulin. Okay, so what you guys are going to see, and good for Cigna. I'm a fan of Cigna. I worked with Cigna for obviously many years. I'm a big fan. But right now, that's like the low-hanging fruit. The insulin issues and our diabetics not being able to afford their insulin is getting all the news in the media. So the insurance company is going to, what, rob Paul to pay Peter? Or borrow from Peter to pay Paul? And so they're going to go, okay, you know what? We're going to get insulin down. But somebody else is going to take a hit. Someone's going to take a hit. And it's going to be probably those of you that don't need insulin. Other things are going to be cost money. So somebody reached out to me yesterday about the free physical on Obamacare, because they ended up having to still come out almost $100 out of pocket. And they went in for a physical. They were told physicals are covered. Physicals have now been covered under the ACA for years. But they always get a bill. And so, tried to get in a little bit more detail, well, what tests were run, what other things were run, and it was basic PAP, basic, you know, things done during the PAP surgery. That patient didn't ask for anything extra. Just their free Obamacare physical. Boom. Almost $100 out of pocket. So what's going on here? And many of you guys have noticed the same thing, and I noticed that. I was so excited when I heard that physicals were going to be covered, because my Medicare patients, I couldn't get a urinalysis paid. I couldn't get a chest x-ray. I still couldn't. I don't think anything's changed in the last few years, but when I closed my practice 3 years ago, I still, no matter what Obamacare promised in terms of the free physical, urine was not covered. Neither was a chest x-ray. Now, true, they now changed things to say, well, if you're a smoker, you get a CAT scan. But my patients would use their free physical that they were promised under Obamacare when they needed a pre-op physical for surgery. You know, so if I say, okay, we need a physical, you now get a physical, get your yearly physical. They're like, look, I'm about to have surgery. That doctor is going to want certain things. Why don't I do the physical then so I don't have to come back for a pre-op? Because most pre-op physicals have to be done within 30 days. You have to have a physical before your surgery, which makes sense. Don't be doing a physical 6 months prior, and then now you have a pneumonia. So we'll do your physical right before your surgery. So I'd be like, all right, great. Then they'd have Medicare to come in, would do their physical. I don't really recall anything different in terms of submitting the claim and actually getting paid. I wouldn't. And then I would hear that when I have to send them for a pre-op chest x-ray, that they would be charged cash up front at the radiology place because, again, Medicare wouldn't pay for the x-ray. Now, Medicare does cover x-rays, but for a pre-op x-ray, they weren't, and I didn't understand that. Now, somebody could say, well, maybe, you know, it's bad, you know, you don't have a good biller. No, but we're talking about now the radiology place. Say, just pay us up front. The x-ray's not covered. This isn't my billing. Now this is a radiology company, a huge one. So what I think happened with most recently with this person from yesterday is went in, doctor does what they do for a physical. Cultures, urinalysis, maybe they also run a pregnancy, I don't know. But that's not what the insurance considers a physical. The insurance might have only thought, all right, you do the heart, you do the lungs, do the pelvic exam, you're good. But no, a urinalysis is not technically covered because it's not recommended. Now, I'm sorry. Okay, if I, when I did physicals, let's say you were over 50. You got a urinalysis. You got an EKG. If you were a smoker before the new CAT scan guidelines, you'd be getting a chest X-ray. If you had asthma or any trouble breathing, I'd do a spirometry. Your physical was pretty damn comprehensive. And then for your blood work, I'm going to order your blood count, your CBC, your comprehensive panel to check your salts, a liver panel, check the liver, part of the comprehensive. If you were at risk for hepatitis, tattoo, anything like that in the past, if you're a baby boomer, get your hepatitis testing, any STD testing you need, prostate, all that. Cholesterol, diabetes, thyroid. Check for blood in the stool. So that's my physical. That doesn't necessarily mean that's your insurance's physical. The insurance physical is, no, they get to come in, they talk to the doctor, you listen to their heart, lungs, check their ears and all that, but it doesn't include the labs. Because you don't necessarily have to do the labs at the physical. Okay, so what I think is happening is every doctor has their idea of what a physical should be. My physical's pretty damn thorough. And I think my physical is pretty damn standard. I don't think anybody under over 50 years old should not have a cholesterol test, should not have urinalysis, should not have a baseline PSA. That's just me. Mammogram, colonoscopy, bone density scan. When you get a mammogram, you should have an ultrasound. I think men over 65, men over 60 should also be getting bone density scans. I think vitamin D should be checked. Some of you have low B12. Some guys have low T. These are things I think, if I only saw you once a year, I'd want to check on your physical. It doesn't mean it's getting paid. So we still have people out there that think that their Obamacare physical is really covering everything they need. It's not, which is why you need to be prepared and have extra money ready to go. Because you will get bills. And it's not a double dipping. It's the insurance is like, this is our definition of a physical, this is all we're paying. So, realize that there's politics in everything. And I'm a fan of insurance companies in terms of helping patients out and covering catastrophic, but I am not a fan of this idea of, you know, we're going to get government subsidies, we're going to get your premiums, we're going to underpay the medical providers, and we're going to make big profits. Because I would personally like them out of the equation. I don't think we need the middleman right now. So, good for Cigna. Capping insulin at no more than $25 a month, that's great. Problem is, if all your other medicines are about $25 a month and you're on 8 different medicines, that's $200 a month. Still not working for a lot of people. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to be right back.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm reading this article how superbugs are flourishing because a lot of health facilities lack basic water services. They say one in four healthcare facilities around the world lack access. We're talking healthcare facilities to basic water services. So it exacerbates the spread of drug-resistant bugs. This was a comprehensive review of access to water, sanitation, and hygiene services by WASH, W-A-S-H, as well as UNICEF and the World Health Organization. They said that 2 billion people use health facilities lacking basic water services globally, while almost 900 million people use centers with no water services at all, and superbugs can spread in areas. You know, look at what happened with Ebola, you know, in 2014. And, you know, these nasty pathogens can spread when the timing and the climate and the you know, environment is just right. And then it doesn't take much to come over here in our neck of the woods. Now, speaking of our neck of the woods, woo-wee, our home prices are going up. This is interesting. They sell to sellers market. They see median home prices in America has hit an all-time record high of $300,000 this month. The average home costs $300,000. This new peak surpasses the previous record of $299 in June and July of 2018. This is a housing report from Realtor.com. They say it's good news for sellers and a tough reality for buyers who are seeing prices soar in many parts of the country. Now, I'm a little shocked because we're supposed to be on our way to having a housing glut. You have a lot of older individuals moving out of their house. I see a lot of apartments in my neck of the woods, these really gorgeous upscale apartments just popping up throughout, inviting people to rent rather than owning a home that they're not going to live in more than a couple years. But they say that housing prices are skyrocketing. They say the rate of growth in home prices is still slower than this time last year, but it still rose 7% month over month in March compared to 8% during the same period. Now, they say it's common for prices to rise seasonally because of the thaw of the spring. More high-priced homes tend to come on the market, drives the overall median. People thinking they're going to move this summer are going to start putting their house on the market. They say the number of houses listed for more than $750,000 increased 11%. Who can afford all these homes? At the same time, the number of lower-priced first-time homes on the market decreased 9%. They say overall 56,000 more homes were available for sale this month. And most of the newly available inventory is West Coast, including San Jose, which went up 114%, Seattle 77%, and San Francisco 44%. Now, I'm seeing a huge exodus out of California. They say the real estate market is still doing good. Apparently, it's still the fastest-selling housing market. They say the number one, the fastest-selling housing market, according to GoBankingRates.com, is Sunnyvale, California. Median list price, though, is $1.5 million. And they say the average days on the market for a house in Sunnyvale, which is kind of Northern California, NorCal, is 38 days, about a month. San Jose, median list price, about $929,000. Fremont, California, $1 million median market price, average day on it's about 6 weeks on a market before it gets sold. San Francisco, $1.2 million, about 6 weeks on the market. Oakland, California, median list price is $650,000, 44 days on the market. Arizona, median list price $260,000, a little cheaper in Mesa. Gilbert, $340,000. Seattle, though, $678,000 median list price. Boise, Idaho, $330,000. Aurora, Colorado, $350,000. Denver, Colorado, $469,000. Colorado Springs, $320,000. And Newark, New Jersey, they say the median list price is $250,000. I thought New Jersey would be a little bit more expensive. In Raleigh, North Carolina, $330,000, and in Arlington, Texas, $250,000. But apparently, the hottest real estate markets seem to be dominated by California, with the top five, Sunnyvale, San Jose, Fremont, San Francisco, Oakland. Then you had Seattle, Newark, Boise, Arlington, and Colorado Springs. Then 11 was Aurora, Denver, Mesa, Gilbert, Raleigh. Number 16 was Nebraska, and number 17, North Las Vegas. North Las Vegas, it's booming where I live. You see tons of growth, tons of expansion. $276,000 median list price. Garland, Texas, Durham, North Carolina, Chandler, Arizona. Then came Sacramento, Louisville, San Diego. San Diego list price, $689,000 median. Spokane, Fort Worth, Texas, and then Las Vegas, Nevada comes in at 26 with a median list price of $299,000, $884,000. Columbus, Ohio, Long Beach, California, Charlotte, and Glendale. So, people will ask me how I feel about owning versus renting. And I loved the idea of equity. I think equity is something that you just can't ignore. And I can't stand paying rent and it just going out the, you know, whatever, the wazoo. But I got to be honest with you guys. I've never been very lucky with real estate. I bought the building for my office. I don't know if I told you guys this. So I opened up my practice in the year 2000. I didn't have to advertise. We found a place to rent. Owner paid the build out. New place, built our practice. We outgrew it within a couple years. We were busting at the seams. So then we expanded to the suite next to us. Still paying rent, still paying rent. Owner keeps flipping of the building. Owner's making money. Owner's flipping. New owner's wife wants to change up the signage and have everybody have, you know, the same signs. And I get that. So we had to have our sign taken down. And everybody had to be signless until we got the signs that she liked. And then the signs actually didn't show up well at night because they weren't lit. You know, I look at my husband and I go, I don't like how our only artery of income is at the whim of somebody's partner and their, you know, interior decorating fancies. And, or decorating fancies. And so we are like, you know what, let's buy our own building. I mean, we are busting at the seam. So we bought a building. And the year in which we decided to buy our building was the year 2008. And then what happened? Mark crashed. Oh, stayed in our building, so we're busy with patients, but then we had Obamacare. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be living and doing medicine like this. And so finally, we were able to sell the building. No real profit. And so from a commercial real estate, housing real estate, we did really well, again, until the 2009 on up. And didn't really build a lot of equity. Bought a house for my parents. I thought that my dad would have the similar health problems as his dad, colon cancer, etc. And my dad died of a heart attack before he actually was diagnosed with colon cancer, which I suspected he had because I ran a CEA on him, which you're not supposed to do. But I snuck something in his blood work. I'm like, add a CEA. And I saw that it was starting to get high, so I'm suspecting my dad would have had colon cancer. So I'd gotten a home because I was like, I'd have to move him to Vegas so I could take care of him. And so we bought the home. And then again, the market, the home didn't really go up. And so, I mean, for me, I'm like, rather than buy a home that really doesn't build equity or could possibly drop in terms of real estate, I'm like, you know, maybe I just should have rented a place for everybody. But no regrets, you know. So I think buying a home and being entrepreneurish, if it's a neck of the woods that you think is going to have some longevity, I would say yes. And as a doctor, I would say buy your own building. But if you think anything's going to change in the next few years, if you think the future is a little murky, if you just don't really, you know, trust what's happening, I wouldn't put any roots down. Or I wouldn't get myself stuck in a nasty loan. That's just a doctor, business owner, economy advice there. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.